Going on, what's going on? It's your boy Dwayne Nettles, aka Mr. Nettles. I'm gonna toss it to my co-host.
What's up, man? It's your boy Maximilian. You know, chilling on a Saturday night. What's happening? What's good?
Seriously. All right, we back. We've been gone for some time, Max.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. I forget what's the last show. What was the last? I think it was
that show was like
inauguration,
like in the February.
Yeah, so
right after inauguration.
Yeah, something like that. It's been a minute, man. Hold on, what you been up to, man? You had a lot going on. What you been up to, man?
We're working, man.
Share with the people all your accomplishments and successes, man. Go ahead, man.
It feels like forever, Max. I'm trying to keep up. Well, since we've been away, mostly working, grinding, doing a lot of shows, a lot of comedy shows. Was awarded top 20 under 40 in the state of South Carolina. That was big. We're nominated again for best local comedian in Columbia, mm-hmm. South Carolina. We'll have the results for those back next week, I think. So
okay.
We'll see how that goes. Got a promotion. That happened. I mean, a lot has happened.
A lot of blessings coming. Hey, listen, a lot of blessings over there, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man.
Trying to make it pop. Take it one day at a time.
Yeah, you know, you've been on the other podcast too, man. We launched another podcast. You done cheated on Laughs and Hip Hop.
Oh God,
you've been cheated on us, man. That's the real reason why
we got a new podcast host over here. I look up my co-host that has become.
Listen, man, I'm just doing
one of the show.
I'm doing God's work, man. Like, you know, some things you just want to lend a helping hand, man. You know, just being a steward.
Podcast.
You know, but yeah, shout out to Bilal, man. Shout out to my guy Bilal, man. Matter of fact, you was on the show last week.
I was a guest on Barracuda.
You was on the show last 2 weeks ago, man. You know.
Bilal's our guy.
Shout out to Bilal, man. Shout out to Bilal, Barracuda Podcast, man.
We gotta get him back on for episode.
That's a fact.
About his podcast. That's what we
were. Yeah, that's a fact.
We'll get the boy Bilal on, see. Get his interesting takes, I'll say.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Fan of his podcast. It's good stuff. Y'all doing good work over there, Max. I ain't gonna front.
Oh man, we appreciate it, man. So, you know, appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So a lot has happened with us as well as in the media, sports, the entertainment world, the real world. Lots of things that happen. So I guess we're gonna use this episode as kind of a catch-up episode, just kind of wrap about some of those things. I guess to get our feet that wet in the podcast space. So what's first on the docket, Max?
What's on my mind, man?
What's that?
You know what's on my mind, and I don't know if you want to touch on it, man. It's up to you, man. Versus Jadakiss, man.
Listen,
I just want to hear your take on that masterpiece,
that was MC exercise.
I gotta hear your take on it.
Finance. I was watching it because one when they announced it, I was kind of excited already. I said, okay, we got LOX.
Yeah, it's like New York.
This New York in here. But I think the interesting thing was, hear what people are saying ahead of time. People are like, "Yo, Dipset gonna wash the locks."
You heard that?
People kept saying like, "Yo, they gonna wash the locks." And in my head, I'm like, "And don't get it twisted." In my head, I thought Dipset was gonna take it too. But I said, but when I wasn't going to say, I said, I'm not going to sit here and say why.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. I was like, Locke's got some, got
this,
some.
This count the, yeah. I'm
like, got, man, some, just, got some fire, some heat.
Box. Like, what?
They know what?
I'm going like, in, I thought it was going to be tough, though.
I was like, nobody's going to watch the Locks.
No.
So I was excited just from jump, you know, just to see it. But watching it, though, when it came on, like, when they really got to it, one, it was so New York. It was New York on top of it. It was New York turning 1,000. Even the energy in the room, like, it was so like hyper. It was like so hyper aggressive. It was hip hop. I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, yo, but so when it started, like when matter of fact, when they were trying to decide who was going first, I'm like, yo, this is the most New York shit I ever seen. Like, nah, nigga, right. you go. go then, nigga. Nah, you go.
Amazing.
Blockbuster. And they dropped, and they came out with Fuck You. I'm like, they coming in. Like, oh, on the disrespectful tip.
I don't think Dipset was they weren't prepared for that.
They were not ready for what was about to happen. Because, like, the level of
on show, paper, it looked good, though. On paper, we like, yo, it's
paper, it looked, paper it looked really good. Yeah. But the level of showmanship that the Locks came with, it was too much. It was like a master class for MCing. Like, to watch what they were doing, and to watch really Kiss, like, and not to take away from anybody else, but what Kiss was doing on that stage, and just masterful. It was like, yo, this is what.
Yeah. Shout out to Sheik and Styles for like, yo, we gonna ride our star player.
We gonna let him rock out. I'll say this too, though. That's not misconstrue. How many of those hits came out of the bag that belonged to Sheik and Styles? That was like, you forgot about that. You forgot about that. Oh, you forgot.
But I even heard that there were other songs, another bag that they didn't even touch.
They left records on the table too. That's the thing about it.
You see what I'm saying?
Records on the table. Like, there was some stuff that I was in there waiting for some stuff that never came out. I was like, oh, they even need it.
Mm.
And look, and swear this a few times when they started to play Major Lit Remix.
Mm-hmm.
They cut it off. They're like, nah, we ain't even doing that.
Talking about they had Mason Diddy in the about to come out, and they was like, nah. We ain't want to. And they ain't need them. They didn't need them.
I think the thing I like too, like, they dispelled a lot of things that were being thrown out there about them. I think a lot of people saying, oh, they ain't got no hits. They ain't got no song for the ladies. They were like, oh, you must have forgot. Right.
They didn't even have to play. Right. They went, they was like, oh, all right, cool. they mixtape was
they were dropping mixtape cuts. Making them, but I think it was the execution, like
come
just
on.
Oh my god,
crazy!
It was too much. It was, and then too, I think that they kind of took the wind out of Dipset
early.
There was no one or two things gonna happen. Either they were gonna, because one, they called them out on what they were doing. They're like, this hip hop, y'all rapping over the words. So they kind of slunned them.
It was either
y'all keep rapping over the words and affirm what I just said about y'all,
yeah,
or y'all switch y'all entire game plan, which I know y'all not ready
for. But you see Cam, right, doing the whole mess of it. It's like Cam wanted to take on that challenge. Because okay. G-Wells and Jimmy, they was, you know, they was there for the drip. You know what I'm saying? You know, they were there for the drip. And I was like, yo, Jewels need a sub, you know, sub Jewels for JR Ryder, Hell Rail, one of those guys.
Yeah, tag in.
You know what I'm saying? Because they
were. You know what, I think that's what killed it too, though. I think just the energy the Locks was spitting. They was like, yo. But they were shooting shots at Jimmy. They was like, yo, Jimmy wasn't even rapping yet.
It was just an. It was. It was amazing, man. Like, oh man, like.
Now, I think the thing about it, well, I already knew it was gonna be good. I knew it was gonna be good already, regardless of what we got.
Right.
I didn't expect the locks to. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Dipset got washed that night.
Yeah.
They got washed.
It was a blowout.
They got smacked up.
They got smacked.
You know, and sit home with their tails tucked. But even with them getting smacked, I think it was just an excellent showing.
It was amazing. Excellent. All the above. Oh yeah.
Like, moments like that make you, as a rap fan, for me at least.
Oh, man, like, it brought that feeling.
Like, you know what? This is why I love rap. It felt like
you were there. You know that feeling when you had a concert? Yes. It gave you that feeling, like, yo, I'm here. Like, I'm experiencing this. Yes. That's how dope it was.
Yes. And don't get twisted. Much love Dipset too, because some of the records came on.
I love Dipset.
It took me back to
Wayne. But can I say this? I felt like Dipset, their whole preparation, the songs, I felt like they should have been playing at specific times, songs they didn't, the song they should have played at this point, but they didn't play them. And it was like,
I almost feel like you ever watched like a football game?
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the team that on paper they should win, like, okay, they're gonna take it.
Yeah.
They just came to the game unprepared and got smacked up.
That's what it was. Yo, why didn't you play this song at this point? It's no, like, no, nah, they didn't.
I feel like that's exactly what happened.
The songs they should have played, they didn't play.
Yeah.
Damn, they should have played. And then
I just think the rebuttals from the lots just really, like, when they played Purple City Burger and they like, don't nobody know this shit.
Right.
I was like,
that whole Bird Gang, them joints, that whole segment where they played Bird Gang joints, nah.
I was like, oh, God. Nah. Look, not only are they getting washed, Dipset getting washed, and LOS is like, don't nobody know this shit.
They could have played joints from Cam first, joints from Jewel's first.
I think that hurt him too. Dipset left a lot of shit on the table.
A lot of what?
We didn't hear Horse and Carriage. I don't think we heard Mic Check 1212. Like, there were so many records they could have dropped.
And so many records, Wayne. That's what led you to believe, like, yo, this is gonna be a dope matchup. It don't match up.
They brought it to him, yeah. When Kiss was like, nigga, this New York. This is New York.
Come on.
Bro, they took all the wind out of their sails. Yeah.
Early.
I ain't gonna lie, I died a little bit when they was like, if you ain't a rapper, get off the fucking stage. I'm sitting there like, why Freaky Zeke still on the stage?
Right. Freaky Zeke was he was like the bench player. Like, he was the bench player. Yeah. Like, you know, the guy that, you know what I'm saying, kind of get him, you know, revved up. But
they got bullied.
They got wrecked.
When he snatched Jules' bandana off.
Oh man, it was over. Like, it was over. When I saw heard of them, some of the mixtape, I was like, yeah, it's a rap.
Had mixtape joints sounding like
they had mixtape joints sounding like them joints just came like album. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
It was a lyrical onslaught.
It was a lyrical onslaught.
I would say this too, though. People said the same thing about when Kiss had the versus battle with Fab. They were saying Fab was going to watch Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Smacked up Fab. Man. So I feel like Dipset should have saw this coming.
Mm.
But yeah, versus are great. Now, I think my favorite part of versus was after versus. Did you watch Fat Joe's play-by-play of versus?
Yo.
If you haven't...
I saw the little clips here and there.
If you haven't seen Fat Joe's play-by-play of the versus battle,
right.
That is classic. That's classic entertainment. Fat Joe is in there like, yo. And he's so animated. Yo.
I gotta go back to watch. I keep telling myself I'm going back. I'm definitely going back to watch. I'm gonna definitely see that too. I'm definitely watch that.
Make him watch that joint. That joint had me weak. Fat Joe is like, yo. Yeah, but that was the Dipset Locks versus was a moment in hip hop.
Special, man, special, definitely a moment, man. Classic, instant classic, legendary, all of the above, man.
And look, y'all know how I feel about New York rap. I've been on this podcast, on this platform about New York. And y'all and people who know me personally know what I've been saying about Kiss for years. In terms of where he stands,
I know we kind of. I used to question like, "Yo, is Kiss echelon?" In my mind, I
apologize. I will never argue about Kiss. Talking about he's top five ever again.
Never again. I will never question that.
You got it.
But you know what, man, it was just a, you know. Beans, the DJ was playing. Oh, shout out to the DJ.
Listen, that's another thing. Killing Dipset DJ.
Killing. I forgot it, the DJ's name, but he did a phenomenal job. But he was playing some beans at the beginning of it. Ooh, man, some State Pop beans. Oh, man, had New York going crazy.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, had me thinking, like, who could compete with Jada? But that's on another. That's a whole other.
I think with the verse battle too. I think it was exciting to see how many. It was exciting to see how many people who are a part of the rap community get excited about it.
Oh yeah.
Like, to me, it says a lot. Those are moments when you see other rappers and other people who do this for a living, and you see them praising the performances.
Right.
That says a lot.
No, that's dope.
That says a whole lot. That I think that's the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. What else is this? That was a big moment. What else is going on? Let's talk about my boy Lil Nas X.
Man,
industry baby. First, number one. Have you still not seen the video, man?
Why? I mean, is that a question? Is that even a question? Have I seen the video? I saw like the first 2 seconds.
You gotta change your mind and watch it.
I'm not. Why? Why would I want to watch the video? For entertainment purposes? Like, come on.
I mean, that's why I watched it, entertainment purposes.
Oh, man. I'm...
I was thoroughly entertained.
Listen, man. Listen, I'm not trying to be entertained by Lil Nas X.
It took me back to a time when videos were creative and they were, it was funny.
I dig that.
It was funny. Like really the opening was the funniest part to me. Like when they were in the courtroom.
Right.
The Lil Nas
X. I saw that part.
And he goes to jail for selling Satan sneakers.
As soon as they went to the jail, to the cell, man, I was like, nah, I'm not watching the Star Wars, man. What we doing? What we doing?
It was hilarious.
I ain't watching that, man. It was hilarious to me. Listen, I love the creativity and all that, but I ain't, you know.
I thoroughly enjoy Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. Hey, baby.
Listen, man, shout out to those guys. But yeah.
I think the conversation around it has been interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the conversation surrounding it?
The conversation, man.
Quote unquote artistry.
It's definitely ruffling some feathers, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, people that are, you know, heterosexual, you know what I mean? Just all across the board, man. So many questions, so many you know, people feeling attacked, you know, by his, you know, even the other video, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, what he's been doing lately, you know what I mean? Even
though, call me by my, and I think that's the weird part. Like, what people are getting, I think more people are more upset and outraged at the Industry Baby video versus the Call Me By Your Name.
He was kissing on a BET stage.
Yeah, I think that's confusing part of me. For me, I'm like, Lil Nas X has done a lot to cause controversy. This seemed to me seemed like it was on the lighter end.
Oh yeah, I mean, like seeing the clips. I didn't watch the whole video. I mean, having the guys twerking, and but even the video prior to, or the, you know, BET stage, you're right. Like, it was a lot more with that video and leading up to that. Yeah, that was like on the lighter side. More risque compared
to. It just seemed to be a little lighter, a little lighthearted. It's not the content in terms of like the lyrics aren't particularly racy.
Right.
I loved it. I loved it. I'll say this too, though. I find myself a fan of Lil Nas X because he's a high level troll. I think people like don't realize, like, yo, this kid is literally picking at everybody.
Oh man, come on, Wayne.
Like, the way I think about it, I was like, yo, Lil Nas X, from my understanding of who he was growing up to. I feel like this is a kid who probably wasn't able to be himself. Mm-hmm. Wasn't able to be able to be comfortable in a way that, okay, I could be myself without being ridiculed or picked at or whatever. So I think now we have a kid who comes from that, who grows up, becomes super successful.
Right.
Who gets a platform. Okay, y'all spent your whole life picking at me. Mm-hmm. I'm about to pick back at y'all and just make y'all mad.
I get it for the trolling purpose. I get it, man. But you know, I love people for being themselves. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, you know, your sexual preference is, man. But it's like, you know, I'm still straight. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be like you. I can't be like you. You know what I'm saying? But shout out, like, us, you know, the trolling and the entertainment, man. Shout by out. All means. Shout you know out. What I'm saying? I don't feel attacked. I don't feel attacked.
That's real. And I think maybe the timing of it is what's big too. So this comes right out, and then shortly after, DaBaby gets in some heat for Megan. We're making some statements that could be seen as homophobic.
Yeah, like,
so I think the timing of it is interesting. So I think with that happening, I think Lil Nas X gets pulled into something that has nothing to do with him, which is, I think that's weird too. I like,
right,
what does any of this have to do with Lil Nas X?
But you see how the media likes to twist and put people like that situation on top. That's what I have against the media. Like, they like to push the narrative and add people.
They asked the conversation that ain't got nothing to do with one of the
others. Yeah, like, it's just, and then have people all type of confused and, you know, and not educated on any of this. Like, it's no education, really any education going on. So I want to know.
Almost never. I think the media's job, I think, in the day, I think the media's biggest job is, my takeaway from it, what I see is they create, not only they create a narrative, but they create, mm-hmm. They create counter narratives to have people at odds with each other versus
that part.
To figure out, okay, what are we talking about?
The conversation.
Let's have the conversation versus putting people at odds.
Right.
They pit this community versus this community.
Yeah.
They pit these people against these people.
But thank God for the people that can see clear. And like I often talk to you about, you know, it's a guy, he's, you know, guy that I work with, he's, you know, homosexual, pretty, you know, cool dude. And we had these dialogue because he wants to know, like, so what, you know, as a straight man, what do you think about this? You know, and we piggyback out one because I want to know, okay, I don't have no problem with, you know, you're a great person. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no, you know, hate in my heart towards you, or, you know what I'm saying? Okay, let's talk about this subject. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's real though. But think about this, Max. Think about how many people who don't have that close of interaction with anybody from the community.
Right.
And just have these perceptions, these ideas.
Yeah, just passing judgment. Like, yo, you know,
who they are,
all gay people, you know, whatever. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's not bringing us closer. You know,
then people talk about these quote unquote the agendas. They're pushing this on me. And I listen. And as a straight man, that's my part. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? As a straight man, I don't understand how anything, agenda or no agenda, push, right. No push, quote unquote.
Right.
How does that affect me and what I do on a day-to-day basis?
Right.
But I notice a lot of people are getting, it almost like they're getting bent out of shape. Like, oh my God. Like,
that's my thing, because like, okay, when we talk about agenda, right, because I used to, you know, like, yeah, it's an agenda, you know, they pushing this, pushing that. But now I asked the question, so what is the agenda? Like, you know, what is the agenda? Like,
if there's an agenda, what's on it? Right.
Yeah, like, what's I gotta ask myself, like, okay, Max, what's the agenda?
If you have an agenda, they gotta have goals and agendas. What's on the agenda?
Right, to make everyone gay.
Is that the agenda? We're trying to make
to make everyone gay. Or they say the agenda is for the powers that be to populate the earth and have everyone gay so women don't reproduce, or, you know, men are into men. These are some of the things to say.
It's ridiculous.
And if you're not, so sometimes, like, you know, because I'm not going to lie, like, certain things I used to go with, like, yeah, you know, that sounds about right. But when you actually dissect and when you do research and talk to different people, just like yourself, that, you know, like, nah, Max, that's not what that is. Like, actually think about it. So that kind of changes my view.
Because a lot of it don't make sense. Because, like, when you dig deep, like, if you dig deep, right. You don't make the same people, because, like, this is going to make people gay. Like, quote, unquote, like.
Really,
so, then I begged
that's going to turn me on now, right? You
know, that's further the narrative,
right?
So where do gay people come from?
Right,
they come from they're born like everybody else. So if you're saying gay people make gay people, like, no, it just don't make sense.
Yeah, it's like.
Listen,
that's gonna turn like, oh, I'm just gonna get curious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm wanna go out there.
Not to say it doesn't happen, because there are gay people out here who are adopted by gay people.
Yeah.
But for the people I know,
mm-hmm.
100% of every let me not say 98% of all the gay people I know have straight parents.
Right.
So how do they get gay? If we're drawing the science narrative,
yeah.
Because the thing about it, it got to work both ways. If gay people make gay people, straight people should make straight people. Right?
This is kind of like a gay film. Like, it just goes right? Down from lineage to lineage.
That makes no sense.
If your father and your father,
the narrative makes no sense.
So you got to be have a surrogate, and you know, the father and father, or the mother and mother, or just. Like the WNBA, like I forgot her, what's her name. They just had a child, or you know, or whatever. But yeah, I mean, going back to what you're saying, like, yeah, like, so
the narrative passes down, the narrative makes no sense.
Yeah.
Then people they draw these things up, like masculinity. Then that's a whole other conversation. What is masculine? What's not masculine?
It's oh man, because we send each other stuff like that all the time. Like,
see, man, you know, like, let me be real. What came to mind,
every day?
What came to mind too, right? So we talk about what healthy homes are like, right?
Right.
People drive in there too. This is not healthy, quote unquote. So it takes me back. Another conversation we had all the time. D Wade and his family structure.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But think about it, right? But let's think about it on that family structure, right? Because everybody talking about Zaya Wade, all the stuff. So we talk about family structure. We talk about the family structure, like masculine, feminine, all of this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. How does Dwayne Wade, who is quote unquote NBA player, super masculine, man's man, right? Everything on paper, you're supposed to be. And this guy's daughter now.
Okay.
Transitions.
Right.
How does that happen? Like, where's are we saying that he saw that in his home?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Versus that is how he identifies. That's the way the kids feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it, the people who are most upset about it, people are mad at Dwayne Wade for supporting his child. I see a lot of people I see the word upset. I'm like, are you mad at him for supporting his child? Are you mad that your father never supported you the same way he supported his child?
Let's dig deep, Max.
How many of us, I'm just talking about the action, just the action.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Wade as a father supporting his child. How many of us as people wouldn't want that level of support from our parents?
Oh man, we'd be different. we're different people, different individuals. Like, you hear what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah, man,
people can say they won't, like, but what you can't call the question is that man's support for his
we'll be we'll be so, like, some people, like, whole life would change, like, if they, you know what I mean,
whole life would change if you had
whole life would change, like, they'll do so much more in life, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, like, shout out to you. The I Am Athlete podcast, when he, you know, said, I was mad that he gave my respect for that.
That was deep.
You know what I'm saying?
But even with that, think about how many people were, like, trying to trash him now. Like, now all of a sudden now, Dwayne Wade ain't masculine no more.
Right.
This man been dunking on your favorite basketball player for the last 13.
Right.
But now all of a sudden, oh, he ain't not lying. He on the other stuff. He ain't masculine.
Yeah.
It's nuts to me. It's nuts to me.
Yeah.
And we see these conversations all the time about what is masculine and what is quote unquote all that stuff. Alpha.
We talk about alpha and alpha male and beta male, man.
Great craziness. None of this stuff makes sense to me. None of it. I think these are just narratives to be divisive, I think. I
kind of fell back. You know what, though, Wayne? Honestly, man, I kind of really fell back from those types of guys that really, like, you know, this is how you got to be towards women. Like, you know what I'm saying? I really go off my experience. You know what I'm saying? That's how I really, you know, into, you know, and everybody's not going like or, you know, be into what you're into. And I'm cool with that. Like,
right.
But, you know, I'm not trying to follow someone else, especially if it doesn't resonate with me. Like, these guys, I don't need to name no names, but these guys that have a platform where they're, you know, this is how you're supposed to be when it comes to women. And, like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm following my own.
Half that stuff. I'm cool. No, more than half. I might come across maybe every once in a while somebody who's speaking something that make that.
It's some truth. It's always some truth too. You know what I'm saying?
It's my thing too, though. It's my thing, though, Max. If I gotta dig through layers and layers and layers and layers of bullshit to get to your truth,
right?
I don't want it. I'll find it somewhere else.
Nah, that's a good point. Like, it's a lot of layers of the BS along with the truth, and that's how they get you. Like, you got to take the bull, you got to take the BS along with the truth. Like,
and 9 out of 10, listen, they'll bait you with this much truth and throw a dump truck of BS on top of it.
Facts.
Won't you ignore the BS for the ounce of truth they get?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
But half time, they don't even push truth most of the time, they push hyper opinionated stuff.
Right, right.
And then the thing about it, a lot of people, like, you look at them and you look at their background, you're like, well, this don't even make sense, the stuff you're saying, because you don't even take your own advice.
Right. Exactly.
Like, bro, like, do you hear yourself? It don't
make sense. Yeah, like.
Or with these quote unquote alpha male, a lot of these alpha male podcasts, they exude what they think alpha male is.
Right.
Being loud and aggressive means I'm right. No, you just loud. You just loud.
Yeah.
Listen, if you wrong and you loud, you being loud don't make you wrong any less wrong.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm good, man. Shout out to those guys, though, man. But I'm kind of.
Next, shout out to the guy.
Shout out to those guys are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
It's wild. But you know my catchphrase, Max. Everybody will be alpha male until they run into one.
Right.
Everybody will be alpha male until they run into one.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. I don't know. You know, none has discussions, arguments about this, man. We, like I said, we're not gonna name no names. We're gonna keep it, you know. We're gonna keep it tasteful, man.
We're gonna keep it tasteful.
Yeah, keep it genuine, man.
We're gonna keep the beta energy. stand down.
Right,
exactly.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, man.
That's quick to call you. You know, anytime you disagree, you know what I'm saying? I'm with you on that. I don't even know.
You either quote unquote beta, you're still.
I don't even want to name them terms, bro. Like,
words I'm done with. Beta.
I'm not even.
What's another one? I'm
down
with all of it.
Yeah, I don't even get at no names, no nothing. Like, we out of there, man. Shout out to Russell Wilson. Remember you asked me about that?
Russell Wilson the simp.
Come on, bro.
Oh, man, bro. People, the same people calling Russell Wilson a simp was growing up wished it was Russell Wilson. Like, you wrote a bitch. You wrote a picture of your varsity football team.
Put that, like, you know, we gotta have, you know what we gotta do? We gotta have like a basket, like a trash basket where we can just throw all the negative narratives, the you know what I'm saying, the contradictions and throw all of that in the trash. You gotta have like we gotta name it something. We can just like talk about all the trash, like the pick me. We ain't gotta delve in that now. Like, that name that bothers me now. The pick me. We gotta have a segment where we just like get after that, just like what we're doing right now.
And look, I'm guilty of it too, because I've used these terms, but I think so many things get lumped into what that is. It's like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's not even what it is.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's nuts, man. So then too, I think people get upset when you don't want to, when you're not what they want you to be.
That part.
You can't just be yourself no more. You gotta be what.
That's what cancel culture. Yeah, like cancel culture. If you don't. You know, with this, then you're canceled.
You gotta be a project.
It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, come on, man.
I'm not even necessarily against quote unquote cancel culture per se. I just think the biggest thing is consistency.
That's the thing though, man. It's like they pick and that's the issue. It's like they pick and choose. Like, all right.
People are gonna, you know, I think that's human nature though. People are gonna pick and choose.
Yeah. But even that,
think about this too, right? It's easy to pick a side of something that you don't rock with.
Right.
That decision becomes very much, much harder when you're invested in whatever it is.
But that's the thing though, because like, okay, and correct me if I'm wrong, like, say if, you know, the baby situation, somebody, mm-hmm. you know, of the LGBTQ community mm-hmm. or something was to come and talk to him and educate him on these things of mm-hmm. how to, you know, properly, you know, get your point across. Effect, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be, and not to say certain things, you know what I'm saying, because I remember Styles said it. Styles was like, on the interview, he was like, yo, you know, why on a Breakfast Club, Styles was like, yo, why his manager's PR you know, didn't sit him down and give him some media training, you know what I'm saying, so he doesn't get caught up in that type of situation, you know what I mean, things like that. Instead of the canceling and all this craziness, hey, dude.
And that's be real though. And now I'm just throwing this out there. The baby's not canceled.
No.
Listen, I think that's the narrative people are driving. People are driving this narrative as if because a few people have spoken out and pulled him from things, because that's what their PR team is doing.
Right.
But that's what PR teams do. This looks bad. Let me cover it. Let me fix it.
Right.
Where his PR team didn't. Listen, I'm hearing the baby no less on the radio right now. I was in the car either yesterday or day before yesterday. I kid you not, I heard Industry Baby right after the baby and Industry Baby came on back to back.
Right.
I was like, bro, like, dude, like, bro, no one cares.
Right. Yeah, but you see how, like, the media, like, because I remember through the thread we had, it was like, yeah, Lil Nas X surpassed the baby of total Spotify, so whatever it was. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the media though. Media knows that if I run this headline, it's gonna drive clicks, and it feeds into the narrative of Lil Nas X versus the baby when they have nothing to do with each other.
Exactly. throw that in there. Throw that.
You know. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if Lil Nas X and the baby have worked together. And
I'm gonna find out the baby just really, like, he got gay homies, gay family members.
Oh, listen, that's a whole other thing. Listen, that's a whole other conversation about these quote unquote what people are afraid of, the agenda, but some of the most hyper masculine people that we support. Have been things that are have air of whatever, like, you know, that you need to worry about that comment. That's the comment you need to worry about still.
Right.
Lil Boosie got people inside, they're gonna get you.
But he
worried about what Lil Nas X doing.
Boosie, soon as somebody
what Lil Boosie said in 10 years it's not gonna be normal to be straight. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Boosie.
I'm like, this number one, that number makes no sense. In 10 years most of us still gonna be here. What are you talking about? it's a gay meteor coming and gonna kill all the straight people.
But that's the thing, like, when you just, you know, you just off the hip with it, you just like,
that don't even make no sense. Man, I'm like, you ain't even think about this statement.
I'm tired of all this gay on this TV. Look, on my timeline.
They know.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, when you see the energy when he was on Mike Tyson podcast.
Yeah.
Remember Mike asked him, Lil Boosie, are you gay?
Mike went there. Mike went there.
I'm not saying anything wrong with you all. I'm just asking.
Think about it though. You see what now we see, like, okay, that's a very rational answer. The way Boosie jump off the hip when they come off, you know, when it comes to my gay or doing homosexual, you know.
But look, hey, I think that's a good counter to what I said earlier, right?
Yeah.
Everybody will be alpha male till you meet another one. On paper, this quote unquote alpha male, this alpha. And you run into Mike Tyson.
Mike had Boosie like.
Now you gotta stand down because I questioned you.
I love Boosie.
Turn to a mouse.
I love Boosie's honesty, but sometimes it's like, all right, Boosie, like
it's too much. Like he has no.
Sometimes it's too much.
You know not a point. He has not a filter, but it's like I feel like Lil Boosie has never had. It almost seems like you know you took a person who was never exposed to anything for real.
Right. You could yeah.
Outside of what his just natural norm was.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, mm-hmm. It's clear he's never had a chance to have a deep conversation with someone.
Yeah.
Outside of a community that looks different from his.
Yeah.
Or it's clear that he's never had a conversation about thinking about some of the things he contributes to that can be seen as destructive or dangerous because of, you know, just because this is what I grew up with. That was okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But isn't like his one of his children? I might be wrong. But nah, you're right though. So, but that's my point too, right? Like, where's the education part when people jump off the hip like a Boosie or like the Babe? You know what I'm saying? Where's the education part? You know what I'm saying? Because what the media does is what instead of so.
Look, it's two educators on the line. You know what? Education ain't entertaining all the time.
But that's that.
It ain't entertaining. So you know what? The media ain't trying to educate nobody because guess what? Ain't nobody gonna tune in for this necessarily.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Man, you hit it right there though, man. You're right.
It's easy to tune in for some drama.
Yeah. And people attention spans. It's
hard to pay attention to somebody who's trying to teach you something.
Yeah, it's people attention spans.
You know what it is, but you know what it comes to? To be educated, it takes work.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of work and it's an additional level of dedication. A lot of people just don't want to do that.
Yo, you know what's crazy, Sahab Bar? Man, people don't believe me when I tell them about my education background. We're like, what, you taught for a year? Like, oh, you used to do child and family and work in the...
Well, not only did Matt do it, Matt's got a whole... I got credentials. I'm certified.
I got credentials, bro. Definitely certified.
I've been got a degree.
I taught in a charter school and all that. Like, I just don't talk about. I'm not a. Like, look, I don't talk about the thing. I don't. Got a degree. That ain't my thing, like, man.
Look, I got. That's one thing.
Yeah, I was just a regular guy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you ain't just talking like you got the pedigree. You got the foundation of education. You got a philosophical foundation for what you're talking
that's
about.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. I
saying though, like when I talk to people on the street, when I'm just having a conversation and stuff, and they're like, "What are we talking about?" I'm like, "No, it's like no, that's psychology. Like that's textbook."
Right.
I ain't even talking opinions right now. I'm talking about textbook, like things that have been researched.
Yeah,
This stuff is grounded and stuff. Piaget, Pavlov, like, oh, can I live real?
Philosophers
have studied this for years.
Yeah. That's facts, man. The
terminology, like, where? Like, we're talking about something. We're talking about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Well, I was talking about it one day, but I was talking about it just in general. Like, yo, you notice there's a needs hierarchy just in development of people, right?
Yeah.
And I was spitting game. I'm like, nah, you can't just be saying stuff like that. You put an opinion. Like, no, this is research. This is research. This is textbook stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can look it up.
Like, yeah, it's okay to learn something.
Needs. Yeah, self-actualization is the highest, like one of the highest forms
right.
of development.
It's okay to learn something new, you know what I'm saying? So yeah,
That's why I don't need to debate people because I get too deep, then their feelings be hurt.
Nah, it's a thing about it too, is like I think because and it's okay, like you don't know it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's okay. Like, I might be able to learn something I never, but it takes a certain amount of humility though. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for everybody to be, you know, but you might go into another conversation like, yeah, I just learned that, like, and I'm able to move forward with that, you know what I'm saying?
Layers to it. Real talk. But yeah, the world's a crazy place. That's what I come to.
The world is wild. Yeah.
World's a crazy place. A lot of interesting people in the world. It's just a matter of, you know, I think the biggest thing for me, at least, you know, I've just come to a term of, you know, acceptance. I try to accept people for, you know, their differences and where they are. And understand everybody is not the same place. But just in me, though, I was like, you know, if you're not being harmful and destructive, like, I'm not really threatened by that.
Right.
I see it problematic when people feel attacked. And people say certain things like, we don't need to see XYZ, like, and we're talking about people's pure existence. We're not talking about actions. We're not talking about nothing that involves your day-to-day and doesn't involve anything within your circle, your sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I feel attacked by that. I'm like, bro, I think that's a very dangerous thing when you feel attacked by someone's existence.
It's
borderline nutty, and I think I've gotten there because, you know, I've been in a situation where, you know, let's be real, being a black man, the pure existence of being a black man threatens some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how that feels.
You mean for the same, or just people in general?
Like, there's people out here who operate in the world who, like, who feel threatened by black men. They feel threatened with no real reason.
Black men and women too?
Some black women too, which is, I'm just talking from my stance, my identity. I identify as a black man. I know my existence as a black man.
Right.
That's because that's something I have no control over. My existence as a black man is just threatening to some people for no reason, for real.
Right. Right.
Right, so I understand how that feels. So for me, I'm not going to sit here and place judgment or say, oh, I'm not going to say I feel threatened by anybody's pure existence. It don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why I'm more mindful of that. Cause I know how it feels.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's interesting, I'll say.
Yeah. Nah, facts. Definitely interesting, man. Yeah.
You know, we can have these conversations all day about
what. Oh, no, we do have these conversations all day. You know what I'm saying? That's a for sure fact. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's always things that caught in the question, like things that you're into that aren't, that go against the norm or the narrative.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I gotta hide these parts. Listen, let's be real. We've all been there.
Yeah.
There's things we participate in that don't mean nothing outside of I like this, I'm entertained by this.
I think it's fun though. I think it's fun.
No, think about it, man. Think about just growing, mm-hmm. especially. I guess you see this a lot in school. Like, think about how many kids, like, they're into certain things,
mm-hmm.
and they had to keep it to themselves because if something simple as I'm a fan of Pokemon. But mm-hmm. me being a fan of Pokemon puts me in a situation where I'm going to get bullied.
Mm.
So I had to keep that to myself out of self-preservation.
Mm.
Or I like comic books, but I can't say this over here because I'm going to get picked at. Or something simple as...
You can't say that around the dudes that's pulling all the girls and all that. Because
they're going to look at me funny.
Yeah.
Or look... I'm interested in it. I like dance.
Right.
So think about these things, like, just on simple stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I got to keep that to myself because that part of my existence puts me in conflict with the masses. It's no different.
Nah, that's a fact.
It's no difference. I like rock music as a black kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to dress a little bit different.
Yeah.
Think about how many people have heard. Like, I think it says, you talk white, you act white, you rock with this. Like, you know, if you don't fit the quote unquote, if you don't fit the narrative or the norm,
right,
something wrong with you.
Yeah.
But look, people preach being yourself. People preach individuality. But they don't abide by it. They want you, because look, as soon as you step out of the norm, guess what? They want to call you weird.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to praise individuality. Like, no, y'all not individuals. Y'all want to be the same. Y'all call me different. No, y'all different, because y'all don't, none of y'all know who y'all are. I'm the only real person in the room.
Right. Exactly. Wow.
Think about how many of those weird
people did that.
And they was the only real person in there. They were the only authentic person in the room 90% of the time.
Right.
That's who they are. They comfortable. You trying to fit in. Mm. You conforming.
Mm.
So think of, like, you ever think about it, that's nutty. Think about how many people for the first time become truly identify and truly become who they are.
But I'm gonna take it one further. Isn't that like everyone though? Because we all don't. Do you feel like we all have like those types of traits where you know we contradict ourselves, we complex. You know, our views might be different from this person, and to the point, it's like, if I believe something to be true so much, it's like I gotta ride with that.
Right.
You might not, you know, get down with it, or you might not vibe with it, but it's something I believe.
Right. Think about this, Max. Think about just the idea of this, right? Think about how freeing it is in terms of dating, right? Think about how freeing it is to be with somebody and you could be yourself without having to put on the front for that person.
Oh man, yo, you went through your whole you went through your whole adulthood meeting the opposite sex, or just in general. Are we talking about just in general, men and women?
Yeah.
Or, you know, being in different circles where you could be yourself as opposed to
that too. Front.
I mean, both ways. Yeah, like dating, but we talking about dating.
It could be It could be pure existence. So think about this too. Because think about from a work perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many people had to go to work every day. And had to turn on the switch and say, I gotta be this person for the next 8 hours because I can't be my true self in this space, because y'all gonna look at me funny, or I'm gonna put my job, I'm gonna put my job in jeopardy if I show y'all who I really am.
Right.
And I can say it for myself. I'm blessed for this. I'm able to walk into work every day and be my authentic self.
In the education
realm. So that's, bro, that's even crazier.
That was like, what? How? From my experience, you had to be in a good setup.
You gotta be in a good space. Cause there's places you walk into, like you
gotta be like,
it's very straight laced, very about a book. Like, you need to do X, Y, Z, you need to do it.
Yeah. But think about society now, though. It's not that,
though. Hell no. Think about people got code switch, like, constantly.
Right.
And I think that's why it's such a struggle being black sometimes. You gotta switch. I gotta switch up. I gotta be this person over here.
Yeah.
I gotta be this person over here. I gotta be this person over here.
I'm not prescribing to that. No more.
I mean, it's but think about it too. It's survival, so I'm not knocking it. It's definitely a skill you need to have.
Better on your characteristics. Better on your experiences. Too,
even on betting on yourself. Think about how many times becomes a state of survival. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, accept me who I am, bro. Because.
No, but no, that's what I'm saying. I'm
talking to you.
It's
I used to believe in that,
Think about this, Max. Your natural state of being may not be the best, be the most conducive for what you need at time either. Because the best believe, listen, if I get pulled out of the police,
you have to put on
gonna slightly change.
You about to put on a whole new voice.
That's a survival tactic.
A whole new, like, just so you don't get killed.
You're not gonna.
They got a point, man.
You're not gonna get
shot.
But
I wish I had known that. I wish I had known that through my experiences. You're right. But
it's almost like
you have to change. But I'm saying you got to change like your whole demeanor. I think you still be yourself.
You're still yourself. This is what I've learned by myself. I think the media and society places this idea that you have to be one thing. And when you operate outside of what that one thing is, people say you're fake or you're phony. When being realistic, being human, the idea of being human, you're a lot of different things.
I could agree with that.
I say myself all the time, I'm multifaceted. I can walk into a white collar environment.
Okay.
And do an elaborate presentation about philosophy and pedagogy and everything and make it make sense to everybody in the room.
But that's the sense
the good thing about it, some people can only do that. And then some people walk into, I could walk into the pool hall and have a conversation with the homies and fit in.
I think you're still being authentic though.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm still multifaceted, but still authentic.
But think about people who can't, but then there's people who over there who can't, they can't move in the different spaces. And
I agree with you.
But I think a lot of people feel like I have to choose.
But I kind of misinterpret what you said, because I feel like you can still be yourself and still multifaceted. You know what I mean? You just tapping into different, I find myself getting better in that regard. So it's not me being fake or anything like that.
You divert the diversity
and within yourself.
Like, I think the same thing relationships though. Like, I'm different with my homies than I am with my girl.
Or like your family.
Or your family. Think about your kids. Like, you're able to be like, think about when you're with your family, your kids, your girl, whoever, you're able to tap into a softer, more vulnerable side of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Or with your homies, your close associates. You're probably able to be a lot more vulnerable with those people because there's a level of trust.
Right.
I think that's a human experience. You're able to be a lot of different things in different places.
Yeah, definitely a human experience. Definitely. That's a fact. And all that's. That's a fact.
Man. We need to start doing an additional false narrative series.
Oh no, we definitely, because it's a lot that need to be tackled, man. Every time I'm online, I see something. You know, I see
especially something. In terms of these relationships.
I always see something that's like, yo, you know, like what are we doing? And then it's the comment section is just like,
comments is a wild place.
It's like, yo, really? People think like this? I'm like, yo, people really think like this. Like,
that's the scary part. You see stuff, you're like, yo, people believe it.
It's like, yo, this is how you live? Okay, cool. Like, okay.
Gotcha. That's the scary part, Max. You'll read something online that's completely bogus. You're like, yo, like, people don't, you'll be like, people don't believe this.
Like, people don't.
You'll see people preaching it, like gospel, in the comments. You're like, bruh.
Yo, you really living like that, bro?
You really
believe that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you really, that's your philosophy. That's what you go by.
That's what you write.
You bringing children in the world with that mentality. God bless.
Hey, but the thing about it, people bringing children into the world with that mentality, because they were brought into the world with that mentality.
That part.
That's the crazy part. It's one thing to be, you see somebody, you be like, yo, maybe they developed this on their own. But the sad part is a lot of people were taught this stuff.
Right, they were taught a lot of that.
This thing came from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is deep rooted.
Exactly.
People will lean, because listen, the sad part about it, people will lean into stuff. You're like, yo, you subscribing to this.
Right.
This ain't even like, oh, like, you know.
Subscribing into toxic energy.
No passing thought. I mean, listen, we all guilty of things. You look back, you're like, damn, like, nah. You're like, man, you ever look back at some of your old Facebook posts, like when they pop up in your history, you're like, yo.
Oh, man. I'm like, dang, I used to think like that.
You're like,
it gives people some grace though, but some people far out there though, man. Some people far out there. Like I remember it's like I remember people, I remember it was this one post, and I was just like, you know, long story short, I was just like amazed how people were just like praising pettiness. Like, I'm like, yo, like what? Like, this is how far we came as a society. We just praise pettiness. Like, yeah, I would have did it like this.
I do enjoy being.
I would have did it like that.
I do enjoy pettiness at times.
But nah, they was like, I'm talking about pettiness to the level of, I'm gonna put my life in jeopardy and yours.
I'm willing to risk my life.
I'm talking about that level of pettiness.
To prove a point right now.
You see it through the comments, like people agreeing, like, yo, you know what? I would have did it like this. They coming up with different ideas. Like, oh, I would have did it like this.
Different scenarios. Like,
yo, different scenarios on how to, hey, what?
You ain't lying. Toxicity is Niagara for it. Toxicity is real. Toxicity is
real.
You know what? I think the good thing is, though, we're able to recognize it a lot easier now.
Right.
I think one time toxicity was so normal, you didn't think like, what is that? That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a conversation with somebody? You're like, oh no, that's fucked up.
Yeah, right. It's definitely like,
you'll sit there and be confused for a minute. You're like, what you mean?
Like, no, and then being serious too, it's like, yo, you willing to go that to that extreme and get your point across? Like, all right, cool, got you. Like, this smells crazy. I mean, Steve, I gotta watch you.
Right.
Yes,
nuttiness. Well, man, it's nuts. Now, that's the we ain't even touched the state of the state of health in America. Yeah,
wow, man, that's a whole.
Delta variant.
Man, that's a whole, bro. That's a whole. Oh man, where do you begin?
Well, look, matter of fact, this is how you know it's been a long time, man. Look, we left and then we came back, and now we both vaccinated.
listen. Like, bro, like, yo. But even with that though, Wayne, how many people, oh man, how many people coming up like, yeah, I had the vaccination. I got COVID, but it ain't, I would have had it worse if I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sure?
I think it's weird. I think the crazy thing about it, I think the vaccine, good, bad, and indifferent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what has happened is, I think the vaccine has given people a false sense of security, because people are expecting it to do something it wasn't designed to do. Mm-hmm. What the vaccine was designed to do is to help prevent you from getting extremely sick and dying.
Right.
There was never a cure. It was never something that, oh, if you go around this, you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree, you are.
Definitely.
Not protected in the sense of,
oh, genius.
This is far.
It was going to be immunity.
It's not immunity. But I think people took it and ran with it as if that's what it was. They got the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Other precautions to win. And now we're seeing these numbers skyrocket again because, and then two, like, there's no way to tell who does and who doesn't have. Like, the idea of seeing a sign, like for real, you see a sign, because at one time it's like, wear a mask inside, but now the sign says, if you're vaccinated, don't have to wear a mask. You're not vaccinated, put a mask on. But there's no regulation at the door to say who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated. So I don't, so as a person, I don't know if you don't got no mask on, but I don't know if you're vaccinated. And there's no way.
They gotta come up with it. Listen, I'm sure they're in the lab trying to figure that out, writing that down, how they wanna determine how a person's vaccinated or not.
They're gonna microchip us, you're gonna beep. Beep, 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 beep. Nope.
Right, you go through the scam.
Like, go back out.
He didn't get the three other vaccine shots he was supposed to get.
Chris, nasty man. It's crazy. Again, that's the theme. We live in a crazy world.
Oh, yeah. Definitely wild. Oh, yeah, bro.
The kids who don't know it, well, I pray that's not the case, but. They're gonna be kids one day that don't know what it's like not to have to wear a mask on the inside of a building. That's crazy.
Listen, if you're vaccinated, listen what they gonna say. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to, man. Right? Or it don't matter if you're vaccinated, not vaccinated, you still gotta wear a mask. Still,
that's where we're going. That's gonna be, look, at some point. That's gonna be the only way to safely protect yourself. And then the thing about it too, like, that's not even 100%. That's not 100%.
Exactly.
That's another, that's the layer petition.
Exactly.
Crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. Evan, what you got popping coming up, Max? Y'all recording? You in Belial?
I think we record. I gotta get right back to it tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
I got some things in the tuck, man. I'm not,
it's a busy man. I gotta get Max.
I'm not privy to you know, if you know me, Wayne, I'm not the one to broadcast any anything.
That's a very low.
You know, I kinda like the, when it's ready, it's ready. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got my hands tied with some things going on. Well, you know, well, when it's released or when it comes to fruition,
when it's released, or
that's what we get to. That's what we'll talk about, the vision and all of that. So. What you got going on, man? What's up?
Nothing too much. Like every Monday, we got the show at the joint, in Green Street, Columbia. We shoot a podcast every Monday.
Okay.
Comment show. Really, to be honest, I'm just taking it. Really, I wanted to fulfill all the obligations I had booked. So I got maybe one or two more shows already currently booked that I want to knock out the way. But really, I just want to take the next few months and just focus on, like, my new position, my new job, getting that.
Gotcha.
Getting comfortable with that, getting that.
Okay.
Getting down the swing. Then I'll probably get back out.
Yeah. And you say the best,
we should know results come out on the 25th. Okay. So I know by the end of the end of next week. I know.
Yeah. Yo, I was like, yo, that joint. For the best of, just like, yo, because I had an email, because you know I'm still.
Oh yeah, they're on a party. They're doing a party.
They are. I got the email, and I'm like, damn, I thought this has been it's been a couple months now. Man, you know, yeah, people are still tallying the votes.
Now they're gonna drop the results the 25th that morning.
Like, gosh, it ain't time. I was voting at one time, but I ain't know still.
Hey, if I win, I go to the party. If I don't win,
it's all good. Man. Shout out to Columbia, man. Shout out to the Met. Gotta get up there, man. Get up there soon.
Yeah, get down.
Get up there soon, man.
gotta get down pretty soon. But look, it's good to be back. It's good to be back.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. It's definitely good to be back, man.
We ain't gonna put the people on hiatus like we
been. Not even, man. It's about to be. Oh, we going to September. It's about to be fourth quarter.
Almost September, yeah, man.
Yeah, so it's a lot going on. So, you know, we definitely going to stay active. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Well, I guess we'll wrap it at that. Glad to be back. Get back in the fold. Well, we look forward to bring you a lot more content real soon. We're going to sign off for myself. I'm Dwayne Nettles.
Yo, it's your boy, Maximilian, man. What's up, man? Good night.
We'll holler at you next time. Peace. Yeah.